Hi, I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, March 23rd. Hi, Burns.
Hey, Kelly.
Let's start with the big finish for the OSU baseball team.
Yeah, we had a great game Tuesday night against our sister institution, OU, and the Cowboys pulled it out. Very good game, very close game. Won it 4-3, so congratulations to Josh Holliday and his staff and the team. And I also want to congratulate John Smith and his staff and our wrestling team, who had a good tournament up in St. Louis, I guess. Didn't win at all, but once again placed very highly, I think number 3 in the nation.
Burns, let's turn to a competition of a different sort, specifically the annual FIRST Robotics event.
Yeah, you know, FIRST Robotics is a wonderful program. FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. It was something developed by famous inventor Dean Kamen, who's invented a lot of things, but most people know about the Segway scooter. But he thought we really ought to try to make science, technology, engineering into more of a sport so young people would really get interested in it and have fun with it. And so what they do every year is to have a robotics contest, and the game changes every year, and so the design of the robots has to change every year. And in Oklahoma, all the participants come to Oklahoma State in January, and they for the first time find out what the game is, and we also promise that they'll have a rolling robot when they leave here. It won't be able to play the game yet, but it'll do that. And these students have mentors and from our career tech and large companies and the like. And we're now in our 10th year, and it will kick off actually Friday morning. The competition will be at the Myriad Gardens. It's a lot of fun. These teams have anywhere up to 15 members, and I mean, there's people there with every color hair, and they're screaming at this. It's just a huge sporting event, and the kids learn a lot about science and technology, and many of them change course from wherever they were going, and they want to all of a sudden be an engineer.
And Burns, the summer is just around the corner, and with it comes a unique learning opportunity thanks to the Dole Reed Center for the Arts.
Yeah, Dole Reed was the head of the OSU Art Department for many, many years, and was a noted artist in his own right. He's a famous aquatint print artist, and his work hangs in museums all over the world. But he retired to Taos, New Mexico, and his daughter, who is also an OSU graduate, Martha Reed, when she passed away, gave OSU their estate, which is on the south side of Taos, and three beautiful adobes. And so we have students that go out and study there in not just art, but archaeology and history and study of Native Americans and the like. But we also have summer courses where alums and friends of OSU can have hands-on activities and visit local sites. And this summer, we've got a lot of fascinating lineup of classes. First of all, we got one in the study of fashion through the lens of the unique culture of the setting of Taos. By the way, Martha Reed was a very famous dress designer and was the one who first designed what was called the broomstick skirt. Then there's a class on ecology and visual art of northern New Mexico landscapes. We have a class of art and literature in New Mexico post-1940, photography and printmaking workshop. Here's a good one for you, beginning and intermediate fly fishing.
I need all the help I can get.
Well, another one, New Mexico food and culture. You'd like that.
Oh, yeah.
These classes fill up pretty fast because they're just great. And the early enrollment it will end on March 30. So to learn more and to enroll, please go to our OSU homepage at okstate.edu.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.